justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Well, good morning, all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. You are listening to Let's Face the Issues, and certainly we want to thank you for the opportunity to share with you the Word of God on today. Dr. Youngblood is taking a much-needed break on today, and we hope and pray that God will continue to strengthen and replenish his strength, because the man does a lot of good work. Amen. And, you know, when we get out there on jobs and we begin to work and to do certain things, every once in a while we need a break. So I thank God that on today he has taken advantage of the opportunity to be able to take a break and recuperate and refresh himself. So we certainly hope and pray that when he comes back, and I know he will hit the ground running, amen, for, amen, the kingdom of God. Amen. Truly, once again, we want to thank God for all of you. I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 39 years, and to all of my family and friends that are listening on today. Amen. To my friends in America's Georgia, thank God for you on today, Brother Calvin, Sister Jacqueline, and also Shonda. Thank God for all of you, amen, for how you treated the country boy with such royalty when I got a chance, amen, to be in your presence, amen, a few days ago. We certainly thank God for you, and thank God for all of you that are listening by way of ilovethetruth.com, and for all of you faithful listeners that continue to support this wonderful program. Amen. Certainly, amen. Let me remind you, amen, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power and equipment lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tool that you might need. If you are looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you need. They also service and sell Honda, Echo, and all the major brands. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high on top of the staff. When you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with all of your needs. Tools for a Time. They also have a website that you can visit, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Amen. Certainly, once again, we want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to break the bread of life with you on today. God's word is right. And if the word of God is right, somebody is wrong. So we have to understand on today, if we intend to live a life that's pleasing to God as believers in Christ Jesus, amen, then we must be able to accept the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And I intend to tell you the truth, amen, because I'm going to give you, amen, the word of God, the words of life, amen, Jesus said, amen, in his holy word, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. And we go, amen, further down in the what I call, amen, the high priestly prayer in St. John chapter 17. Jesus said unto the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he went on further to say in that same prayer, amen, he said, Father, I don't pray for you to take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil. He spoke the word, amen. So even though we're living in perilous times, as the scripture has already forewarned us, amen, Jesus has prayed for us that, amen, we will be preserved from the evil that's in this world. I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. You know, we have a song that we sing in the church from time to time. My mother prayed for me. My father prayed for me. But most importantly, amen, Jesus prayed for me. So I just want you to know, amen, that no matter how rough and tough it gets, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rebuked and scorned, no matter how your name might be scandalized, that's a testimony, amen, by the great, amen, Mother Everett, amen, in our church, amen, one of our church mothers, amen. That was her testimony from time to time. And she stood on that testimony until the day that the Lord called her home. It's so great to be able to reflect back on all of these things, because we can pull nuggets from that that can help us even in the times and the trouble that we are facing in this life today. So I want you to know, amen, that in spite of all, amen, Jesus is able to keep you, preserve you, and save you, amen, from all manner of evil, amen. Once again, we thank God for you, amen, being with us on today. We have a subject that we want to talk to you, amen, about on today. What is meant by all things are become new? When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it reads as thus, in the King James Version, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, that means to look forth with intentment. All things are become new. When you're looking, amen, at things pertaining to the kingdom of God, to what his word says that you can have, you can behold, amen, you can look forward to whatever the word of God says is going to happen. You can drive a nail in that because it's going to happen. And when we consider, amen, the word of God as believers in Christ Jesus, amen, we have to, we need to, we had better get the understanding, amen, that there are exceeding great and precious promises in the word of God. And when you find those great and precious promises, amen, take them literally, claim them, and I guarantee you, amen, it will work for you, but you have to trust. You have to believe. You have to be fully assured, amen, that God is able to do anything but fail. Amen. Praise God. So when I go to the NLT version, and I know people like to read from many versions of the Bible, but let me tell you this, amen, I like to stick with the King James, because if you change any words, if you put anything out of context, if you leave anything out, then you take the power out of the word of God to be able to fulfill things in your lives. That's just Brother Davis. Maybe you don't believe that, amen, but if you keep living and if you keep praying, I guarantee you, amen, that God will reveal even this unto you. But the NLT version reads, this means, this is 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the NLT, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ have become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. So I want you to know and understand, amen, that when you come to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and you accept him as Lord and Savior, it's impossible to meet the Lord and to walk away unchanged. If you examine his word, if you walk in his way, if you come to know him and love him, I will guarantee you, you cannot help but to live, amen, a changed life, amen, going forward, amen. So when we look at the NIV, this is the last version I want to read, because I want to make sure that you get the full understanding from 2 Corinthians 5:17. In the NIV, it reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, we're still talking about any man. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. When we look at has gone, that means that's in the past. The old man cannot live a life that's pleasing to God. When we consider, amen, the old man, that's the fleshly man, and his deeds, his fallen nature, amen, you can't continue to live in a fallen state and to walk in fellowship with a holy and a righteous God. Listen, in order for you to live a life that's pleasing to God, Romans chapter 8 says, if any man has the Spirit of Christ, amen, if he has not the Spirit of Christ, that's Romans 8 and 9, he is none of his. God will not even claim you. Christ will not claim you if you do not have his Spirit. If any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So, Scripture goes on to tell us, even in that same chapter, says to walk in the Spirit, and ye will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Listen, I'm here to tell you, the flesh wants what the flesh wants. And in order for us to live a life that's pleasing to God, and let me tell you something, no matter how we might try to excuse it away, sometimes some people say nobody's perfect. Well, I agree with that. There's only been one perfect person here, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. But what we have to understand, the Bible says, after we are born again, it is no more I, according to the Apostle Paul, but the Christ that dwelleth within. Amen? So we have to live the life that Jesus Christ secured for us when he died out on Calvary's cross, and accept his righteousness by faith. And once we do that, then we begin to walk in fellowship with God. We might stumble and we might fall, but the book of Proverbs say a righteous man might fall seven times. Amen. And seven is a perfect number. Amen. According to the scripture. Amen. We may fall numerous times. You might fall more than seven. This is just Brother David speaking to you. Amen. But I want you to be encouraged. But you can get back up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Why? Because we serve, amen, a loving God. We serve, amen, the living God. We serve a God of forgiveness and restoration. We have to understand that when Christ died, amen, when he died to save us. And I heard a preacher say, from the guttermost to the uttermost, amen? So no matter how far you have fallen on today, I want you to know that Jesus is able to pick you up, amen? Praise God. This verse I'm speaking about, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, signifies a transformative spiritual rebirth for those who believe in Jesus. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus, then I can't talk to you today. Praise God. I'm talking to those who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe, amen, that he, amen, was sinless, who believe, amen, that he was born of the Virgin Mary, who believe, amen, that he suffered, bled, and died, amen, on the cross, who believe, amen, that on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands, and who also believe, amen, that he ascended back to heaven, where he sits on the right hand of God the Father as intercessor for us. Amen. So even on today when we pray, Christ intercedes on our behalf. Amen. Praise God. But this verse signifies a transformation, rebirth for those who believe in Jesus, where their old self and sinful ways are replaced with a new identity and life in Christ. Amen. So it's all about having a new life in Christ. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with question or comment. Hello?
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 Hello? Go ahead with your question or comment. I guess we might have lost them. Please call us back, amen, at your earliest convenience. Amen. 904. 831-0917. That call will get you to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Call us. Amen. Let me know about the new life, amen, that you now have in Christ Jesus. If you have now been born again, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, amen, if you are happy to be saved, I don't know about you, amen, but I've been saved and in the ministry, amen, praise God, for about 40 years now. I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I ain't got tired yet, amen. Every day gets sweeter, amen, as the days go by, amen. I believe we have the caller back on the line now. Go ahead, question or comment.
Dr. Davis, how are you today?
Good morning, Brother Jim. How are you today?
Doing good. I heard your voice out here preaching to Radio Land and thought I'd call in and say hey. And I got a question. Romans 7:15, sir. I've had some struggles throughout my life, and we've discussed some of them on a personal level here and there in our conversations. Can you address that a little bit for me and for the audience, sir?
Okay. Romans chapter 7, and we're going into verse number 15.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right? And I believe that's the Apostle Paul speaking,
yes,
for he said, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do." Praise God. So what
Praise
the
God.
Apostle Paul is basically saying right there, that since he has been born again in Christ Jesus, amen, because we can read about his conversion in the book of Acts chapter 9, amen, how, amen, he met, amen, the Lord Jesus on the Damascus Road, and afterward, amen, went on to become one of the greatest apostles, if not the greatest, the greatest apostles, that is, amen, that's it's ever been written about in the Bible, amen. In fact, he is credited with writing a big portion of the New Testament, amen. But when Paul started to testify about his life in Christ Jesus, he said that when he gets ready to do right, in other words, if I can just put it in plain words, amen, there is something there that will not allow him to do what he knows to do, that is right. Now, for us, we have to understand that is the old sin nature. Because we are still here, we are in the flesh, amen, we are spirit, soul, and body, amen, three parts, amen, just like the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. We still have the old nature that we have to battle with. Now, because we are born again, and we're going to have this, amen, as long as we are here, until the day that God calls us home, and then we no longer have to struggle with the desires and the temptations connected with the flesh. But the Apostle Paul here, he's speaking, he said, "For that which I do, I allow not." Now, what we have to know, there are many times, and I tell many Christians this, that we still have a propensity to sin because of the sin nature that we have to still struggle with. So what we have to do, now this is what we need to know, and we need to understand, that when we come to Christ Jesus, it's not all over. It's not a bed of roses. It's not peaches and cream. The devil doesn't give up so easy. If he tempted Christ Jesus the way that he did in the temptation in the wilderness, and Christ overcame by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, then we have to do the same thing. In other words, if I can make a long story short and wrap this up in one pretty little gift box and put a bow tie on it, we have to crucify the old man and the flesh and the sinful desires of the flesh daily. This is a daily thing that we must do because, listen, the struggle is not over. We have to understand. This is the reason why that God gave us the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are filled with the Holy Spirit because the Spirit empowers us so long as we walk in the Spirit. And that's the reason why I stressed that at the beginning of the program, that we need to walk in the Spirit so that we won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. Because if we go to St. John chapter 1, the Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So Paul is speaking out here, for that which I do, I allow not. In other words, I do wrong things, amen, and I don't want to do that. In other words, that's not something that I'm pleased with doing, because I know that I should be living a life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, for what I would, in other words, for what I know to do right, he said, that do I not. I don't do it. I don't do it. Why? Because I'm still struggling with things in the flesh. But what I hate, in other words, now, again, sinful things, things that he knows he shouldn't be doing, I'm still doing that. He said, that I do. So now, what he's doing, he's putting it out on Front Street for all the believers in Christ Jesus to let them see, once again, that we are not perfect. Amen. What we are doing here as we continue to live this life for the Lord, amen, it's a daily fight and a daily struggle. When we go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we have to understand that devil is over 2,000 years old. Amen. We're less than 100. So we have to understand, amen, that we're not going to win against him except we do it through the Spirit. We're no match for him unless God steps in and leads us and guides us and take us through, because we have to understand the way out is not to go around or to turn around and go back. Many a times God has to take us through things. And when he takes us through, it's a learning process so that we can look back and say that now I know that God is the deliverer. God is the healer. And if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? We give all praise, honor, and glory to God for what he has done, because we know that we could not do it under the power of our own flesh, because we are just still yet sinful men. And without Jesus, amen, we are nothing. So we have to understand, we have to lean and trust and depend on him every day. Paul went on further in that same scripture. He said in verse number 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, look at what he's saying now. The things connected to the flesh carries a penalty, because the law said, if you break the law, if we go back to the law of Moses, many a times it commanded that the person be put to death. So he went down further in verse 17. He said, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Again, the sin nature that we have to wrestle with each and every day can only be brought under the power and control of God by the Spirit of God. We are no match. We have to understand that the only thing a sinful man knows how to do outside of Christ Jesus is to sin. Now, do men just naturally know the difference between right and wrong? I would say to a certain degree. But when you look at the full context of what right is, righteousness in God is connected to the holiness of God, which is God's holy nature. So God gave us the Spirit, not just to have him there, but to allow us to live as sons and daughters of God. He gives us the power to overcome these things that Paul are talking about in Romans chapter 7. And that's a good chapter, Brother Jim. You know, some people really need to read that to come to know and understand that there are no super saints. No. There are no super saints. There are no sinless individuals. I don't care how you look at the Pope. If he doesn't know Christ Jesus in the pardon of his sins, he's a lost individual. So, getting back to what Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he kept pointing back to the law, and he kept pointing back to the sin nature, And he said, if I keep doing evil things, in other words, it's no more I, but it's sin that dwelleth in me. And he went a little bit further. And he said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, that's verse number 18, dwelleth no good thing. For to will, in other words, for me to do what's right, it's here. It's present in my heart. It's present in my mind. So he said, it's present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Why? Because I continue to struggle with the sin nature. So, Brother Jim, even though we have to fight and we have to struggle, and it seems like sometimes we lose out, but the reason why most people lose out is because they give up. They get ready to throw in the towel. They look at themselves and they try to merit themselves by their own goodness and say, well, if I don't do this right, I can't please God. Well, guess what? You can't do it right. The Apostle Paul just got finished saying that. You can't do it in your own power. It takes the power of God through the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside to allow you to walk in the path of righteousness and fulfill God's will for your life. Amen? Praise God. Is that good enough for you, Brother Jim?
That's actually outstanding there. It just proves to me the struggle's real and it's a daily thing. You have to put that armor of God on and you've got to read the word and take it in. Otherwise, the old man comes out.
Well, if we consider, you know, what Jesus did from time to time, you know, as he went out and ministered to the masses, and, you know, he did a lot of great things. At the end of the day, Jesus separated himself from the crowd, and he went to a solitary place by himself to pray and to be in fellowship with the Father alone, just him and the Father. And, you know, we have to do that, too, from time to time. I encourage all believers, turn the television off. Turn the radio off. Go in a room somewhere in your house and shut off and get by yourself. Amen. And pray and read the word of God and let God speak to your heart and mind and to your spirit man and to let you know what is it. Ask him. If you just ask him sincerely, Father, what is it that you would have me to do? And even when you look back over yourself on your own life and you see things that you know that you have done wrong, let's be honest with ourselves. You can't get any help from God unless you are honest with yourself. You know, we have even in the world, I've never been, but I've heard many people who have gone to Alcoholics Anonymous and so forth and so on. They have a three-step or how many ever step program, and one of those things is to confess that you need help. Well, when you confess that to God the Father, that you really need his help, and be honest with yourself, God will come in and he will give you just what you need to help you to make it through. But you have to be honest with yourself. Amen? Once again, amen. I thank you so much, Brother Jim. Amen.
Thank
for
you.
Your comments. Amen. And for your question and for your faithful listening and support. Amen. We thank God once again. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We certainly hope that you will continue to be encouraged by the word of God, because certainly, amen, God, amen, he is a perfect gentleman. Amen. He will never insult you, and he will never lead you down a dead-end road. Amen. I've been on this journey for about 40 years now. Amen. And God has never led me astray. He's never led me to a dead end. He's never led me to where, amen, I was trapped with my back against the wall, and I simply just did not know what to do. But let me tell you something. If you ever find yourself in that predicament, and you will run out of options if you're trying to do it on your own, you're going to run out of options. You're going to exhaust everything that you can do. Listen, trust and depend on God. Look up and call on the name of the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to take a quick break. Amen. For the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and WAT